I don't remember ever a time in my life where pies were not a part of it. And the paradigms that I live by is all based on ingredients, great recipes for life. I can remember going to school one day and the kids teasing me about my family business. They put us in a circle and they were asking all the kids what our parents did, you know, and some kid got up and said, my dad is a plumber. Another kid got up and said, my dad is he's a contractor, builds things. Another guy got up and said, my dad is an attorney. And then it was my turn. So I got up and said, my dad is a pie man. Boy, oh boy, did they laugh. My mom used to do all the baking primarily. So she said, would you be interested in helping for the Jazz Fest? I said, Mom, come on. I'm not doing that. That's for girls. I don't have time to do that. That's crazy, you know? And my dad said, look, I'm going to give you an incentive. For everyone you make, I'll give you a dollar. And I made 3,000 of them, and they sold that weekend at the Jazz Fest. So I made $3,000. This pie thing don't look so bad after all. My dad was, he was a salesman. He went out and sold and he enjoyed meeting the public and greeting people in their homes. But he went into every single housing development in this city and literally knocked on every door selling his pies. And I personally want to thank the citizens of Central City for financing my way through college. So I can remember people telling me, you know, that I was inspired by your dad, not only for his delicious sweet potato pies, but he would always have stories of inspiration. My dad grew up Catholic in Bay St. Louis. My mom was Baptist. And by the time I came along, they both were inspired by the Islamic faith. In his belief system, God in his infinite wisdom understood the concept of one humanity with great diversity. So he carried that spirit as a human being with him. And because of all the experiences with my mom and my dad and my brothers and my sisters and growing up in the Seventh Ward, I looked at the pie as a paradigm for my life. So it came to me, there's 7 billion plus people on the planet, and they all have these four components of self, without exception. So there's a physical self, there's an intellectual self, there's an emotional self, there's a spiritual self. And when I looked at the letters, it spelled pies, P-I-E-S. So the pie really represented more than just something you physically consumed. It really became a mission, a purpose. And that was a turning point in my life.